Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome in on a Thursday. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Brendan Shabath on the updates. Hey, hey, Hockey Town.
It's nice to sit there and look at the box score and look at the NHL standings and see our Detroit Red Wings tied with first at 6 points apiece.
As ugly as they looked in their opener, John, their coach called them out, and they've rallied for 3 straight wins, all in division, all against teams people expect to make the playoffs, and all in regulation. And the young guys don't look out of place. There's a lot to be happy about with this team right now.
It is. It's exciting. And so since you're the hockey guy, when do you look and say, because I'm not going to look at 4 games and go, okay, yeah, this is a playoff team. It's way too early for that. Is like in baseball, we talk about, you know, the 50-game mark.
And, or Sparky's 40-game mark.
Right, you know, whatever number you want to use. Where is it in hockey where you start to look and say, okay, this team is whatever it is?
Yeah, I mean, the first benchmark that most people go by is Thanksgiving. Not Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh, I was going to say, we just had that, right? this is a Canadian sport.
But Thanksgiving, late November, is typically your first checkpoint.
Yeah.
And no, you can't make the playoffs by Thanksgiving, but you get a sense of what kind of team you are. And then I think a lot of people, casual hockey fans, start tapping in around January.
Oh, sure. When the football season starts to wind down.
Exactly. So there's
same time you check in with basketball.
There's a bunch of those checkpoints. And then I know there's another one I don't want to talk about today, which is MARCH. We'll worry about that later. I'm feeling good. Vibes are high. But those are some of the checkpoints as we go. I mean, the deadline is in MARCH, so we'll see where that goes. Okay. But I like this because I'm seeing... I'm sorry that you have to spell it. Words. You're a big boy. You can handle it. But what I'm liking is they put these young guys into the deep end. Emmett Finney's playing on the first line, and they don't have Lucas Raymond. And I thought he played good minutes with Larkin and Appleton. Axel Sandin Pellikka is on the power play. He's playing big minutes. Him and Simon Edvinson paired up. It was one of those things that made sense on paper, right? The big physical stay-at-home defenseman with the smaller puck-moving offensive defenseman. Yep. Like, that looks good on paper. John, it's looked good on the ice, too. I think that's the biggest thing.
Well, it is. And obviously, the only thing that really matters is getting those wins, getting them in regulation. But you start looking at all the, like, the goal differential. And a lot of these things we'll look at more as we get a larger sample size. But scoring 14 goals to this point this year, where I'd like to see a little bit more improvement is on the defensive side and, you know, making it a little bit easier on your goalie.
Right, because the game against Toronto, they got outshot like 3-1.
Right. And so, okay, hey, hats off to, you know, the goaltenders.
Yeah.
But that's not sustainable.
No, it's been Talbot the last 3.
Right.
You know, and he's looked good, but you're right. You can't ask your goalie to be a hero. I thought yesterday, though, last night specifically, you're trying to hold a lead, a one-goal lead against a team that's won back-to-back cups. You're a young hockey team. And I thought Henrik Lundqvist on the TNT set made a great point post-game where he goes, for years, the Wings have been kind of a young team with some talent. Tonight, they looked like a smart team.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to say they had a bunch of bone-crunching hits, but they were responsible defensively. They didn't allow them to get suffocated in their own end. They played winning hockey in the third period. They had to kill a penalty on a BS right. bogus call to Pelikka. It looked like a team wiser than their years. For one of the younger teams leaning on a lot of younger players, I think that was a pretty good observation.
And along those same lines, I think with, and you know, I wasn't here on Friday, and I know that I'm sure you guys laid into him a little bit, rightfully so. And I know that Todd McClellan laid into him as well. To feel like you've got a coach that's going to hold them accountable game to game and not be the guy that wakes till Thanksgiving and not be the guy that wakes till Christmas or, you know, whatever those landmarks are for young guys to develop. Like, he's holding them to that standard. Now, young, old, in the middle, it doesn't matter. And they are doing the little things better. I'm not going to sit here and say they're doing them great. They're just doing them better and through four games more consistently than we saw at any point last year.
McClellan, after the first game, as fed up as we felt and for as angry as the callers were, we had a lot of unsolicited Red Wing calls on Friday. Like, we're trying to do, hey, Tigers, big game five, yeah. Lions, you know, date with Kansas City. And John, we were just getting people calling in out of the blue like, hey, I hate what I saw. It's a 5-1 loss to kick off the centennial season. But I love that McClellan didn't downplay it, because
yeah.
it would have been really easy to be like, hey, I don't want to make a big deal. It's one game. We believe in who we are. He went the opposite way. He said the players will say we can fix this. When? It's time. And some of them have been doing it for years. It's time. And then he doubled down to the players the next day going, guys, when do you want to be a good hockey team? I'm paraphrasing, but guys, it's time. Let's stop messing around and let's play bleeping hockey, right? That was his thing when he came in last year. So, yeah, they've responded to their coach.
So he did do that a couple times last year, so caution to the wind here a little bit. But I'll say this. Last night's a game they lose last year in yep. the last few years.
Yep.
And they had a chance to go up 3-0 with a couple great chances after it was 2-0, and then you allow the goal. Mm-hmm. And then that's where you end up losing that game last year. And the other good thing so far is Appleton's got two goals.
Yeah, we got a ticket text. Who is this Appleton guy? Well, he was like a bottom six dude for Winnipeg last year, a good President's Trophy yeah. Winnipeg team. Local guy, played his hockey at Michigan State. He's not supposed to be on the top line, but here he is scoring goals. They need someone in a pinch, and he's stepping up.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do. If you're going to be a team that's contending at the end of the year, you're going to have moments throughout the course of the season where guys step up and play. And we talked about it, was it 2 years ago? Dylan Larkin's down, and all of a sudden, hey, they fall apart. It's, you know, last year. You've got to find individuals, and you always want it to be Larkin, Kane, DeBrincat, you know, Sider, Raymond. You want it to be those guys, but it's not always going to be. And when those guys are in a funk or they're not finding the back of the net, someone has to.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Few minutes on the Red Wings. Also, a reminder, we have Red Wing tickets to give away for every home game as part of the centennial season, which means we'll have tickets today to give away for Friday night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. We'll also have tickets to give away tomorrow for Sunday's game with Connor McDavid in the building. So, hey, 3-1 start helps. People want to go out there. We've got tickets. Be listening today for your chance to win them. Let's get to Connor in Chesterfield. Connor, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How you guys doing?
Good.
I just want to know how you guys feel the Wings will stack up against playoff teams if they do make it. I mean, playoff hockey is a totally different breed. I just feel like they lack the physical. Like, you look at teams like Florida, even though they just beat them yesterday. They got Sam Bennett and Tkachuk when he comes back. Winnipeg with Adam Lowry. All these teams got big bodies, and it's a totally physical game in the playoffs.
Well, two things. Big bodies and physical hockey tend to go hand-in-hand, but they aren't always the same thing. Like,
right.
I look at someone like Casper who plays with an edge. I don't think people would label him as like an overly physical player. In terms of bodies, they have them, right? Elmer Soderblom's enormous.
Yes.
Michael Rasmussen is a big dude. I don't think he plays to his size enough. Edvinson is a giant of a man. They do have some size on this team. It's more about, collectively, lines 1 through 4, are you back checking? Are you getting into the corners? Are you finishing your checks? And That's guy 1 through 20. I mean, that's Alex DeBrincat does some right. of that stuff too. He doesn't get enough credit for. You got to play physical hockey up and down your lineup.
What you do, and for the young guys, they need to get more comfortable, round out their game, and figure out, okay, at this level, what does playing physical mean? Mm-hmm. If we're talking about how they match up in the playoffs, okay.
I know, I kind of wanted to say, like,
we're only through four games. If you want to have a head-to-head, well, they just played Florida.
And they beat Toronto, who made the playoffs last year
right.
twice, so, and we think Toronto will be in the playoffs. Again, no one's saying that these games are the intensity of or are equivalent to
no
playoff hockey.
But as we've learned, every single point at yep. the end of the season will matter. So stack them up as quickly as you possibly can. And that game last night is just as big as the last game of the season if you're a point out or if you're a point up.
Yep. Well, there's no doubt about it. So, look, it sure beats the alternative. When the schedule came out and people looked at who they had to play.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a tough start.
1-5, 0-6. When are they going to win their first hockey game? And then they lose the first game 5-1, and you go, yeah. When are they going to win their first hockey game? 3-1, three straight wins, a much better response from this team. And again, the young guys don't look out of place. So, day by day, vibes are high, good times.
And the only thing I'll add again is, okay, tough first day. The response from McClellan, got a response from his team. Mm-hmm. At some point during the rest of the season, there's going to be a three-game skid, a four-game skid. God forbid there's a five-game skid. And you want to feel like you've got the leadership that can pull these guys out of it.
Let's get to Ethan and Warren. Ethan, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
I just wanted to chime in here. What I've been most impressed with thus far from this team is something that I pray is sustainable, but it's the play of the third and the fourth line. And you guys touched on it briefly. It's the thing that has evaded this team for the past several years. You can't make the playoffs, let alone win in the playoffs, with a bad third and fourth line. And we have just, once those top six, you know, forwards get off the ice, it's been awful for this team the past few years, especially in MARCH, you know, when stuff hits the fan and it starts to get real. But I have been very impressed. I mean, we had a few times last night specifically where the fourth line was out there. Our best offensive shift in the first two periods was with the fourth line on the ice.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's deep hockey teams are winning hockey teams, and I don't know how sustainable it is right now, but I like the point by you, Ethan. I think it's a good one. And the other thing that you really see your depth show up is specifically like your third and fourth line guys on your penalty kill.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last year, penalty kill was terrible. You know where it is now? And again, only four hockey games. It's top 10. So, again, that's where more of your depth guys shine is in those gritty, gutty minutes.
And if you could do it against teams like Florida.
And Toronto. And yeah, there you go. All right, 248-539-9797. We can keep taking Red Wing calls. We've got the Thursday touchdown at 6:35, working some of the big storylines in college and the NFL going into this weekend. And one of those storylines, Brian Branch, suspension upheld. We'll get to that next, 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, that's exactly what they've done for me over the years and my family. And that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Wings respond after a very rough opener. Rattle off three straight wins, including last night against the reigning Stanley Cup champs. Hey, how about that? 4-1 win for Detroit. We'll take some of your phone calls. We'll get into the Brian Branch suspension, which was upheld by the league. 248-539-9797. Ticket Tech says, I haven't been a hockey guy since around the 0-2 Cup, but I did catch the highlights on SportsCenter and thought, who is Mason Appleton? If they continue to play well, I'll start tuning in so I can join the conversation and fire off a we need to get bigger on the blue line text just for old time's sake.
There you go.
Welcome back. Sparty here. I always thought it was spelled I-Z-Z-O. Yeah. John in Lake Orion.
March.
We don't, not out loud. Vibes are high. M-A-R-C-H. It's a bad word.
Okay. You could play that game.
Vibes are high. We don't need to talk about M-A-R-C-H right now. Things are looking good.
Yeah, since we're still in 2025, I'm okay with not talking about any month in 26 yet.
Okay. Let's get to Adam in Gibraltar. Adam, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Costa, I got to meet you at one of these Wings games, man. I keep going all these.
You
going
Friday? Careful what you wish for.
Are you going Friday?
No, I went to the home opener. I just went last night. So kind of like all steamed out by going so far. But yeah, I mean, I'd love to meet you down there sometime.
Course.
I think with this team, it's weird. Like, these young guys are a breath of fresh air, I think, to this locker room. But if you look at it in the years past, especially last year, we were bottom five, bottom six, and five on five. And that's a crucial mark in the playoffs. You have to be good five on five.
Yep.
And you also have to have a decent PK. I think if this team is a small sample size, it seems like this year they're way better five on five. Their forechecking is a lot better. I think their net front presence is a lot better as well so far. I think, to your point, by Thanksgiving, I'll do you one better. I think within like the first, I'd say 2 or 3 weeks, you'll kind of know what kind of team we have here. And especially with these young players, they're not putting crazy stats up on the stat sheet, but once they get their feet under them, give them like the first month, I think this team can honestly take off because, like, to your point, Evanston and Pelika paired up. Pelika's a good puck mover. He has a really good sense of what the offense needs on that blue line. And then obviously Evanston can play that, you know, that big, you know, blue line back.
I thought Evanston had a good night last night.
Oh, he did. And you know, last year, like, to your point too, we lose that game because first of all, our net front presence in front of the goalie was terrible. I thought they did a good job locking down that front of the net in front of Talbot. And that's going to be one of the things crucial to them. And I think their PK looks a lot better too. I think the three keys to them making the playoffs is better 5-on-5. You have to have a middle of the pack, top 12, top 15 PK, and your power play unit has to be at least top 10, but you also need goaltending as well. So if you want, I mean, four things, but 5-on-5 is going to be crucial.
Those are key indicators, Adam. I think you're spot on. Those are key indicators. And goaltending, I mean, it's been all Talbot. They are going to need Gibson. They're going to need look better than the opener. I got to play better in front of them too. All right, ticket texters. Wow, I was hoping Branch's hearing would go well, only to find out his fate was decided by a Packer. This whole situation is going to fire Campbell up.
You know what? When I saw that, you make the connection. Players don't think that way.
You don't think Jordy Nelson? I'm going to stick it to
a Detroit Lion. No. This is they're simply going to look at the facts and along with other individuals make that decision. Nobody thought that it was going to get overturned.
No, we all thought it was going to be upheld.
Yeah.
Even though the league got called out yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Did you note that certain sites didn't really want to run it?
Oh, you mean like those partners that are in you know, go simpatico with each other?
Yeah, I saw Florio and Pro Football Talk wrote about our conversation with Dan Campbell. ESPN, CBS, not so much.
Barstool. There's no story on ESPN about it.
Wild.
Does that shock anyone? Especially after, I mean, that's one of the things that we kind of said behind the scenes when ESPN got in bed and bought NFL Network and Red Zone. Like, they're not going to do anything like that.
It's just wrong that they don't have it.
And the NFL
tell the truth. You put the story out there.
Well, you can
let it be.
And you can release it with the NFL statement. The NFL put a statement out yesterday saying
they can put their own spin on it.
That we stand by the pool report was what the NFL said yesterday. And the pool report said there was no interference or help from New York. Dan Campbell told us he was
told
by an official New York was involved, which you can't do.
No.
Anyway, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this news is brought to you by Randazzo Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Hey, the Tigers were back on people's TVs. The team saw a massive increase in television viewership in 2025. This is great news. The Tigers on FanDuel averaged just over 302,000 viewers per game. That's a 54% increase from 2024. Then on like traditional TV, viewership was up over 101%. From 2024, and that was the largest increase year over year in all Major League Baseball.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great. And then on streaming too, the Tigers had more than 200,000 unique streamers this year. That's a 61% increase from last year.
Yeah, we've always said it, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah, message to ownership.
Yeah.
You win, and we'll watch. We'll show up at the ballpark, and we will be invested.
And they did. A former Michigan State Police trooper is suing Michigan State Police and its leadership, claiming she faced longstanding racism, sexism, harassment, and retaliation during her 25-year career. Sarah Krebs says that she was passed over for promotions she was supposed to have received, excluded from key projects, and sidelined after she voiced concerns about biased policies. She also alleges that a sexual harassment claim filed on her behalf was mishandled. Basically the lawsuit just says that these problems ran deep within Michigan State Police's culture. So she is seeking a jury trial for damages and legal costs. Another lawsuit just dropped in Ohio. that could, you know, shake up high school sports. So one of the country's top wide receivers in the 2027 class, Jameer Brown, is the centerpiece of this lawsuit that seeks to allow him to profit from his name, image, and likeness while still in high school. Obviously, right now, Ohio bans student athletes from getting NIL deals in high school. Yeah. But Brown's team basically says that that is unfair and even unconstitutional. The state's athletic association might call an emergency vote to reconsider this rule. And obviously, if that happens and it changes the rule, yeah, that would obviously totally change high school sports in Ohio and
other places.
Yeah,
the domino would be the first domino to fall. I mean, the first domino to fall was college athletes getting it.
Right.
And if they're allowed to, then why not high school athletes? It's and I don't know there's going to be a huge investment in high school athletes, but for some of the top recruits, football and basketball and some other sports, but it seems like it would be hard for them to turn this down.
Yep. Former New York Jets center Nick Mangold is asking for help. So he's battling chronic kidney disease, and he revealed this week that he is in need of a kidney transplant, and he is looking for a donor. So he made this post on social media, and he said that he endured a rough summer and that he is currently undergoing dialysis. He says he doesn't have any family able to donate, and he is searching for a kidney donor with type O blood. He did share a link where people can go if they think they could maybe be a match. They can go on this website and sign up. And he did share that while obviously this is a tough stretch for him, he is staying positive and focused on the path ahead. So hopefully with this network of people that he has connections with, somebody, it's crazy to think. And I don't know what it takes to be, besides having the same blood type, right?
Right.
There's got to be more to it than
that. There's
got to
be other, maybe some genetic markers that have to be able to match up. Yeah, I mean, with, obviously, if his family isn't able to make a donation, then there's got to be a former teammate, because he was an athlete at Ohio State.
Someone.
There's got to be somebody with that he played with at the Jets. Somebody that would be a match. Not that that's the only pool
the people
of people.
Closest.
But,
He's 41 years old.
Yeah, way too young.
Yeah. You guys have been to a Marshall's or a Home Goods, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And you know how when you like go through the checkout line, there's a bunch of odds and ends for you to look at? You can make
last minute
purchases.
Oh, sure. Standing there with Teddy is a lot of fun.
Oh, isn't it? I know. I feel you there. Well, an argument over a slow checkout line at a Marshall's turned violent in New Jersey. There's a 25-year-old woman who thought the woman in front of her was taking too long, even though they have multiple checkouts. It must have been moving a little too slow for her.
It can be very painful.
So I don't know if she purchased this knife set in the checkout aisle or if she had time to go back to like the kitchen area, but she purchased some kitchen knives and she used one of them to stab the woman in the parking lot. Thankfully, that woman is okay, had like superficial wounds. But anyway, this woman has been arrested and charged for aggravated assault.
Jeez.
Wow.
I know.
Yes, it can be very painful, especially when there's, you know, you're 10 deep and they got one open and then they just open another one and somebody gets up there and they want to have a discussion and introduce themselves and talk about life with
then
the...
Then you're picking up like stale candy or, you know, I don't know.
Feel like you're going to die there and...
I don't think the candy is stale, but I always look at
I'm going to take this bag of gummy bears and... Yeah.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the Thursday touchdown. Is there any way Jonathan Smith can salvage his career at MSU? What about some James Franklin replacements? And who's the most underrated player in the NFL? It's next, 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, Abraham & Rose has successfully specialized in resolving all types of tax problems for over 30 years. Their extensive experience means that when you're facing an IRS collection or audit, you can rely on their firm. Many law firms come and go, but for 30 years of experience, it's a testament to their success. Their experienced team is ready to evaluate any underlying federal or state income taxes or payroll taxes. All you have to do, it's really simple. Go to abrahamandrose.com or you can call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Some big questions, college football and the pros. It's Thursday Touchdown.
All right, guys. Michigan's defense ranks 35th in the country in yardage allowed this season. We knew it would be taking some time with all the players going to the NFL to kind of get this thing right, but they look bad on Saturday night. They don't look like they're improving. That's the big flag for me. What is wrong with Michigan's defense?
They're not playing physical. This needs to be one of the most violent defenses. And while they're playing against Central or New Mexico or even Wisconsin, like, they're playing a violent style, but then they show up or don't show up against USC. That, to me, is the biggest reason. They just, the physicality wasn't there. They got pushed around. And the second thing is, you look at what they did last year in regards to, it really started to come on second half of the Indiana game, and then Northwestern, Maryland, Ohio State. The defense played really well because they bought into being able to play their 1-11th, understanding how they fit into the defense. Right now, they're not buying into Wink's scheme. And it's if you're going to do your own thing, defense isn't going to be productive.
Yeah, it's hard to put it on any one thing. So I think physicality is a good all-encompasser. I'd also point out that they've given up some early drive touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Oklahoma,
opening
USC,
drive.
Even
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. And I know the defense settled in, but when you're starting from behind, when you're playing catch-up, it's also a young defense, too. There's just a lot going on there.
All right, Michigan State's coming off what I would say is the worst loss under Jonathan Smith. And a lot of that has to do with the opponent, and it was at home. Is there any way Smith can salvage his career at MSU?
Yeah, I think you're even underselling it. They gave up 38 consecutive points to a team that had already fired its coach, OC, and DC. And you had players on UCLA openly calling out quit factor. Boy, if you're quitting on a coach, you're a dead man walking. Now, I'll play along, salvage your career, beat Michigan, make a bowl game this year, and then he keeps his job.
Yeah, and so beat Michigan and win four of the last six. So you end up with seven wins. I even think it needs to be that one above just simply making a bowl game. Now they've got Indiana this weekend. So, all right, I'll say four of the last five. When you're playing some of those teams, will they be big wins for them? Yeah, but there's no team that I don't think they should not be able to beat.
Do you guys think that'll happen?
No.
No.
That's the sad thing. It's just doesn't seem like there's a way that it can really turn around. There are ways, but can those ways happen? I just don't see it happening. All right. But there have been false flags in college football. Maybe there's been some false flags at MSU and they do turn it around. Week one in college football can be littered with false flags. Was Florida State beating Alabama in week one the biggest false flag of the 2025 college football season?
Yes, but I'll give you another one. And it's hard to say because of the team that they were playing, but Penn State beating Nevada. All right, they won and they look the part, but then Oregon, UCLA, it completely has fallen apart. So I think maybe they were one of the biggest frauds at the start of the season that we didn't know was a fraud at the time.
I have two answers.
That's the definition of a fraud.
Right. Two answers. One that's more of a projection. First, MSU Boston College. Clearly, MSU didn't turn a corner as significant as that win felt at the time. It's clearly not a big indicator that MSU had figured anything out. The other one is this week. Keep an eye on Georgia Tech. Their win over Clemson has not aged well. They're underdogs at Duke this week. So that may have been a liar, what they did against Clemson. They do not have a marquee win.
How about this one to be a little juicy? Oregon winning at Penn State. Really didn't... Doesn't look that great all of a sudden, does it?
And then they lose to Indiana at home by double digits.
And that is impressive what Indiana did last week.
I thought we were just talking about week one frauds.
Oh, no. Sorry. I could have worded that better.
That's okay.
In your defense. All right. James Franklin was fired after losing to Northwestern. Give me your top three coaching candidates for the Nittany Lions.
The first that everyone's talking about is Kirk Cignetti. He's a Pittsburgh guy. Could he get more money, not just for himself, but his players and coaches at Penn State? That would be the draw. Although... he could just steal all their recruits and do it at Indiana. I mean, he certainly is.
Could stay the king of Bloomington.
Exactly. So if not Cignetti, Manny Diaz is the head coach at Duke, former defensive coordinator for Penn State.
Yeah, but did they get it done when he was there?
They did not. And how about a third name? A little wild card. Pat Fitzgerald.
That's my number one. Pat Fitzgerald. Now that everything is settled down there and...
Can I say something about him? Can that university make that hire when there was a little bit of a controversy with Fitzgerald and Northwestern because of the past of Penn State?
Yeah, because I think the character of Pat Fitzgerald is greater than, and they found out he had no idea. All right, so you learn from some things, and okay, maybe he needs to be a little bit more tuned into his players and find a way to do that, but no one is questioning his character or that he was involved in that. So I think Pat Fitzgerald would be actually a scary hire there and what it would mean for the Big Ten. We saw what he did at Northwestern, and you give him more resources. He's a tremendous coach. Matt Rhule, as you know, we've heard and talked about.
So I left him out because he is James Franklin, the guy that can't win the big game. Hey, let's hire the guy who's 2-20 in big games at Nebraska in his career.
So I'm going to give you two other names that I think would be really intriguing. Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien was there. He's the one that brought them out of the hole they were in after Jerry Sandusky. Everybody wants to credit James Franklin. Well, when Bill O'Brien arrived there, they were only allowed to have 45 guys on scholarship. He's the one that saved that program. And I know he loved it there. I've talked to him at length about his time there, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen. The other one, we saw him win a national championship as an OC, and in college he was dynamic. In the pros, he's been pretty good. That's Joe Brady, former LSU OC, now the OC with the Bills. I think he fits better in college.
He's going to get an NFL head coaching gig.
He might. He might, but he's also young and very energetic, and that's what it takes to be a college coach.
All right, I think we're all satisfied that the Lions are 4-2 considering how the schedule looked before the season. However, they're not in first place in their division. Green Bay is at 3-1-1, and the Vikings and Bears are 3-2. Is the NFC North becoming a problem for the Lions?
Well, I wouldn't say it's becoming a problem. I actually think it's a great opportunity because you're going to play those teams and they're going to force you to play good. They're going to force you to be good. They're going to force you to get better so that when you get to the end of the season, you're more prepared for the playoffs. So is it a problem? Yeah, it's a problem in regards to it's just more competitive. But no, I think it's awesome. I think it's a great opportunity.
No more of a problem than it was last year when this division got three playoff teams, including Green Bay at 11 wins and Minnesota at 14 wins. Bring it on.
All right, Jackson Smith and Jigba leads the NFL with 696 receiving yards. Is JSN the most underrated player in the league? And if not, who is?
He is. 13 big plays, leads all receivers, second most first downs in the NFL. It's Jackson Smith and Jigba.
It's him, and part of it is because he's in Seattle. No one this side of the Mississippi really cares about what happens in Seattle. The other one would be his teammate, Sam Darnold. They throw the ball the least, yet he's third in the NFL in passing yards. And with the receiver like JSN, what he did last year, and I know it was discredited at the end of the season because he couldn't win against the Lions, he couldn't win in the playoffs, but I think he's the other guy that is just underappreciated.
I think Smith and Jigba, like, if you look at the box scores the last couple of weeks, he's doing what he did at Ohio State. They're monstrous with tons of receptions and over .150. It's like
great route runner.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, first team Pro Bowler potentially now. Who would have said that before the season?
Right.
All right. Bucks and Colts are both 5-1. They're the only 5-1 teams in the NFL. Which team has a better chance to make the Super Bowl out of these two?
I think it's Tampa. And I think it's Tampa because once they get healthy at receiver, look out. Look out. Defense, they're not the same Tampa defense, at least at this point, that I think we've been accustomed to, a very dominant defense. But I think they will continue to get better and maybe by the end of the season.
Yeah, I didn't even hesitate here.
Yeah,
I got a quarterback I trust more. When healthy, the playmakers are better. Even the defense, I think there's more difference makers on Tampa's defense individually. The Vita Veas of the world, the Antoine Winfields. I went Tampa. And I think there's a shot they get the one seed.
Yeah.
Well, the state of the AFC is the argument for the Colts. Like, I think that's one of the biggest stories this year so far. Is how the AFC's garbage right now. And maybe we're all being
right
fooled.
Now.
Being fools, not buying into the Steelers.
You know what? I mean, Cookies and I had this argument about Aaron Rodgers. And I'm reserved. I always said I thought they were going to make the playoffs. I thought they'd be okay. Aaron Rodgers wasn't done, but I'm just not buying into that. They're a winning playoff team.
I still don't even know they're winning their division. And I know I'm on an island there.
Yeah, you are.
And I'll probably die on another one of these stupid
When are you
going
to bury the Ravens? It'd probably take week 18. They could be like 2-15 or 2-14.
Yeah. Lamar's supposed to be back out of the bye. We'll keep an eye on it. Thursday touchdown, 97-1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. And maybe you need a new truck in the driveway. Who doesn't? Get Motor City's hottest truck. It's the GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation. For an unbelievable $199 per month. That's crazy. Another thrilling option is the GMC Sierra EV, built to exceed what you thought an electric truck could be with over 600 horsepower, and that comes standard. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. GM estimated horsepower rating based on Duett signing amount of $3,189. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Tax, title, license, dealer fees are extra. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply.
It's a Thursday, and that means we got the two Grand Slam at 7:25, a chance to win $2,000 if you can get all 10 questions right. All of our coverage brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It was in the Thursday touchdown, John. Jonathan Smith. Dead man walking.
Well, it's not gone well. And I know in the day and age, especially when you see coaches like a Kurt Cignetti go to Indiana, and all of a sudden they are in the college football playoffs, they beat a team like Oregon in the span of, same span.
Yeah.
Of, what is it, 16 games? Now all of a sudden you're looking at it, well, why aren't we? We're at Michigan State. We should be doing better than Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you look across the country and you think about all the teams, Vanderbilt, you know, just the fact that they're winning in the SEC, and it's taken just, hey, one recruit, and that was for them, their quarterback. And it was two quarterbacks for Indiana, but it was namely the head coach who's been able to attract those players. And when Jonathan Smith came to East Lansing, he brought with himself his quarterback, who was a highly ranked quarterback coming out of high school. It was a big deal that he was coming along with Jonathan Smith to East Lansing.
Was supposed to speed things up.
And it just hasn't happened. And it's been all of the other things of, you know, hey, the defense, porous, can't stop anything. And the offensive line has not protected Aiden Childs very well.
Right. And look, in this landscape of college football, you just don't get 4 or 5 years anymore. And I think we've watched other schools make quick decisions and see almost instant success. So Indiana fires Tom Allen and you get Kurt Cignetti and it's been quick. Mm-hmm. Missouri fired Barry Odom and Eli Drinkowitz has put them in a much better position. A&M let go of Jimbo Fisher with the biggest buyout ever. Mm-hmm. Mike Elko, they're in the top five in his second season. So it's not just Cignetti, although I think Cignetti's the most extreme example.
Sure.
Michigan State can't be afraid of the buyout. I'm sorry, you can't. You have, because John, there is a cost to not buying him out, and it's becoming Rutgers football. So you can save your $30 million and punt the hundreds of millions of dollars that your university could make with a winning program. You can alienate all your alumni and fans, or you could buy him out. I'm sorry, I know it's expensive. What do you get all these dollars from the TV deals for? What are you raking in record revenue for, if not to make the tough calls with your head coach? And no, they haven't fired him today, but John, if they lose by 30, 40, 50 to Indiana, and Cignetti's not afraid to run it up, if Michigan bombs them in their own house, he doesn't need to see November. What's the wait? Like, obviously, they have to get embarrassed more, because that's what it took for Penn State. It wasn't enough to just lose the big game against Oregon, and it wasn't enough to lose to UCLA, who had fired their coach. They had to also lose to Northwestern consecutively. So apparently MSU hasn't been thoroughly embarrassed enough,
right?
And they need a few more embarrassments.
Well, I'm never going to be a guy that calls for jobs in season, because what's it going to do for them this year?
Well,
other than it puts them in the coaching search earlier. It allows them to make more contacts, which they can do some of that exploration behind the scenes right now in regards to, you know, which coach they would want next. And in regards to the buyout, and, you know, this is something that has been highlighted because of James Franklin, the fact that he's got the second biggest buyout of all time. It was originally Jimbo Fisher. Well, still is Jimbo Fisher, but second is James Franklin. It's $30 million, or give or take a couple million bucks, for Smith. And I say that because it depends on, you know, how you're reading the contract, when it happens, and all that stuff. And here's the only thing I don't know, because I know it's been investigated and it's come to fruition for Penn State. James Franklin has to find, or at least he has to search for another job. And it could be either as a head coach or in the media. And so whatever he gets paid by that next school, or whatever he gets paid by whatever media partner it is that hires him, Penn State only has to make up the difference.
Right.
So it lowers the buyout. And I've got to imagine, and I don't know this for sure, but I got to imagine, because most coaches' contracts are structured the same way, where if Jonathan Smith is fired, he is required to seek employment.
So if Jonathan Smith was fired, immediately you could point to UCLA, grew up in Pasadena. You could point to Oregon State, who started 0-7 and just fired their coach. He may land somewhere else, and it could soften the financial burden.
Correct. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But this is going on all across college football. Like, Luke Fickell's another dude. He's more than 2 years in. They got killed by Iowa. Mm-hmm. They were at home and lost 37-0. He's a dead man walking, and you got to make a decision. His buyout is north of $20 million. You got to decide. Do we want to stay in the fight, bite the bullet, spend the $20 to $30 million, or do we want to cost ourselves $50, $75, $100 million by having our program fall on the wayside and not being relevant?
All right, so, and some of that has to do with who hired him. So in Wisconsin, McIntosh, their AD, former player there, he's the one that hired Luke Fickell. Yeah. So he's probably apt to say, I still believe, or the dreaded vote of confidence. But he may be more patient in allowing him to get to where he needs to go if he sees a path. Same thing with Penn State. Like, they gave James Franklin, was it 11 years, 12 years? And so they stuck with him. In fact, they re-upped him. It was, 2019? I can't remember when he signed that 10-year deal. It's a little bit irrelevant at this point. But it was the athletic director, or they got a different structure there, in regards to who hired James Franklin. And they got to the point where, okay, we don't believe this is going in the right direction. The thing about Michigan State is they don't have the same leadership that hired Jonathan Smith.
Great point.
So it'll be easier for them to say, you know what? This is not working. This wasn't my guy anyway. And here is the path for us to soften the blow. If he goes back to Oregon State and gets, $4 or $5 million a year, the buyout actually could end up only being $10 million.
Right.
Like, and I'm just throwing ballpark numbers because we don't know what that contract would be.
Yeah, and look, if you hire this guy, Jay Batt, to be your athletic director, you trust him to make tough calls. He also was sold as, and I believe him to be, an expert fundraiser. Now, I don't think he's raising $30 million overnight, but the reality is you got to look big picture here. You didn't hire him. It's not working. It's flatlined. Other players on other teams are saying your guys are quitting, and I can look at the scoreboard and see it. I mean, it's not pretty.
Well, he doesn't have to raise it overnight.
Correct.
Most of these buyouts are the length of the contract. So
it's, well, some have a lump sum, but yes.
Some do, yes. Some don't. Some are paid out over the course of the length of the contract. So I hate that we have become so impatient, but it's not necessarily that we've become impatient. It's the business of winning and what it means financially to a school when you don't win football games versus when you do.
So where we can take this is, clearly you can call in and talk about Jonathan Smith, and if you think there's any chance this guy keeps his job, or if you want him to be fired ASAP as a Spartan fan. The other name that has come up, and some of it I think is kind of trolly, but I do at least want to ask about, if he's looking for a gig, does James Franklin make sense? Think about it. Get to it next, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.